I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. We talked about several issues, including plans in his state budget proposal to increase technical education funding in higher education in K-12 schools, a recent income tax elimination proposal making its way through the state legislature, and we started off with conversations about energy in the UP following yesterday's UP Energy Summit held in Marquette. Here's more with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder.
We've made tremendous progress. If you look at where we were a few years ago, we were in dire straits in many ways up here with both respect to reliability and affordability, with older power plant burning coal and such. And we're making a major transition. We're on the path to get new natural gas-fired generation capacity in the UP, which is a huge step forward that will help in many respects. So that's a good move forward, but there are still things to be done, Walt, that I think are really important. A couple things that we're looking at that could make a big difference is the potential connection to the Lower Peninsula and or potentially connecting to Ontario in addition to what we already have connections to Wisconsin to allow more long-term flexibility. So in the near term, we actually have some good things in process. It's going to take a couple years to get those new plants built, but we're also looking at some longer-term issues that I think could be even better to allow the UP to continue growing economically.
I know there was an entire cadre of stakeholders in the session, from energy producers to legislators to municipal governments. What were some of the things that you were hearing that in terms of, I guess, the tenor of the conversation, like what way is the wind blowing?
Well, it's blowing in a good way, and it was great. It was a large gathering of people from all those different stakeholders. And again, I think everyone's optimistic about the future in terms of what's going on. But the good part is people are even excited to say there could be more growth opportunities if we can continue to improve our infrastructure for energy and our other infrastructure. That was one of the topics we talked about, was the concept of integrated asset management, about when work is done for either the utilities or for roads or for water and sewer, how can we coordinate that work? Because that could help bring down the cost and allow us to do even more. And that's one of the calls I had in the summit. I actually asked if there's communities or places in the UP that might want to be part of our pilot programs. We're going to try to do some pilot communities this next year about how they could coordinate to all their kind of infrastructure work, which could be a good thing for them and a good thing for showing the state of Michigan how to do things better and smarter.
We're talking with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. You know, Governor Snyder, one of the things when you talk about infrastructure, a lot of that is tied into the revenue generation from income taxes. And you came out on record this week saying that you're not a fan of this proposal that's making its way through the legislature right now to eliminate over a lengthy period of time the Michigan income tax. What are the issues that you have with this proposal that's coming through right now in both the House and Senate?
Well, one of it was just the speed. It was only 90 minutes in a committee hearing before it came out of committee. And I think when you're talking about taking away one of our major revenue sources, in fact, it would be over $1 billion impact in a year from now. That's a huge impact. And that's something that I think I really want to have our citizens speak up on. And I think our legislators hopefully would be going back to their districts to get feedback on that. Because it goes back to, as you said, the infrastructure question. We did a great transportation package just a year or two ago, where now we're going to devote $600 million a year out of the general fund to help improve our roads and bridges. And I think a lot of people supported that because we knew we had to do some things there. In addition, we've got a couple $100 million of tax relief for the homestead property tax coming with that. So there's $800 million. And to simply throw out the concept of an additional billion, where does that money come from? Either it has to be replaced with other revenue or what cuts take place. And those things need to be on the table, in my view. And I want to make sure our citizens have the opportunity to speak up on how they feel about it.
Since that measure has moved so quickly through committee and now is going to be discussed, let's just say it hypothetically makes its way through both chambers, ends up on your desk. Will you veto that measure?
Well, again, I usually refrain from commenting on that, but you can see that would be, I have a tough time seeing how it works at this point. There's major concerns, major issues, and that's why I spoke up, because I want to be a good partner with the House and Senate. But this is a case where I need to represent all the citizens, and let's make sure our citizens have an opportunity to have their voice heard.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder with us this morning. It's a couple of moments here before we let you go. I wanted to ask you about your state budget proposal, in particular with education funding and technical education. It seems like you've got a strong emphasis in that to increase that both at K-12 and through higher education. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. Career tech ed has been a priority and will continue to be as long as I'm governor. it's a huge opportunity in terms of, actually, we have employers out there, you know, sort of clamoring for people that have the skills to go to work right now. And I want to make sure our young people or people looking for that next career opportunity can find this, the training that they need to be successful in that. So we're going to continue to add resources to help our higher ed, our community colleges, our K-12 system. So we did something, setting aside $20 million, for example, for capital equipment for our K-12 system. We did $50 million just a year ago or so for community colleges, and it worked out really well. Places like Bay College actually took advantage of that. And this last year, I did a tour of some of the facilities, how they put those resources to work, and it was great. People could go get trained, and then part of it is they had to partner with the private sector, and you could walk right into a job. That's awesome.
That's the comments of Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.